This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, my favorite place to be on weekends. I hope it is yours. I consider it a great privilege to sit behind this microphone and share vital health information with you, and I hope you all find it helpful and useful for you and for your loved ones. We've got some interesting stories on tap for you this hour, plus your phone calls. 877-726-8255 is the number to get through with questions about medicine and nutrition. 877-726-TALK. And we got a lot to talk about this hour. I promised to share with you this story. You know, they say eat a balanced diet. That's one of the favorite sayings of mainstream nutritionists. Eat a balanced diet, or a variation on the theme. There's no such thing as a bad food. Variety, select among many different food groups. And when you say eat a balanced diet, that could be anything. That could be, you know, a little bit of ice cream, a little bit of hot dogs, some candy, some soft drinks. You know, don't go overboard. Just eat a balanced diet. Well, they did a study on this. The source of this is surprisingly the American Heart Association, which continues to double down on its recommendations that people eat low-fat dairy and avoid butter and minimize their intake of red meat. But nonetheless, it's an interesting study. It's from Dr. Marcia de Oliveira. She's lead author of the statement published in the American Heart Association journal Circulation. They say here that encouraging people to eat a wide variety of foods to ensure that they meet all their dietary needs may actually backfire, according to a new scientific statement of the American Heart Association. It provides an overview of recent scientific studies. Dr. Oliveira says eating a more diverse diet might be associated with eating a greater variety of both healthy and unhealthy foods. Well, duh. You call it the smorgasbord effect. And for those of you young people who don't know what a smorgasbord is, it's a phenomenon of the 1950s and 1960s where you put the feed bag on and it was an all-you-can-eat chow down for what, $6.95 in the day? Or more recently, the salad bar. You know, just load up your container with all and sundry at the salad bar and then put it on the scale and then ka-ching, ka-ching, that'll be $17, please. Or it's the Vegas all-you-can-eat buffet effect, where everything is arrayed there beautifully for you. Yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And by the time you've filled your platter, you probably go back several times, you consumed about a 3,500-calorie meal. So they say eating a variety of foods has been a public health recommendation in the United States and worldwide for decades, but there is no evidence that greater overall dietary diversity prompts healthy weight or optimal eating. In fact, there's some evidence that a wider variety of food options in a meal may delay satiety. It's a sense of fullness, because there's always something more delectable that you can shove into your mouth, even when your stomach signals are telling you that you're already full. There's actually limited evidence that greater dietary diversity is associated with eating more calories, poor eating patterns, and weight gain in adults. So the trite advice, eat a balanced diet, is taking a hit here, according to the American Heart Association, and suggests that eat a healthy diet is really what they should be talking about. 877-726-8255 is our number. We invite you to call. Several ways to get through to us. One is by calling us now, 877-726-TALK. Also, you can email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll use those emailed questions for our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is one of people's favorite podcasts that you can download from drhoffman.com or from iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcast delivery service. You can subscribe and get all our podcasts. They'll be delivered directly to your mailbox. Also, you can record a question. Go to drhoffman.com, and on the homepage, on the right side, there's a little rectangle. If you click on it, it'll prompt you to pose a question, as did D. Let's hear from D.
Hi, I was wondering about the use of the aged garlic extract as a prebiotic to support a probiotic. I've heard that garlic is one of those products that's a good prebiotic, just to create the environment necessary for a probiotic to work. So I'm just wondering if this aged garlic extract, it's a particular brand. I wouldn't call it the brand, but it's an aged garlic extract, ginger and pucanase enzyme complex, if it's good for that. If you could let me know. Thanks.
Okay, good question, Dee. Yeah, Kyolic aged garlic extract, one of our sponsors, and they aged garlic extract is actually different than eating raw garlic. Raw garlic, because of its fiber content, is a great prebiotic, as are all the allium foods, leeks and onions and garlic and shallots and scallions. They're great prebiotics because they deliver a lot of fiber. When you extract the essence of garlic and you age it and put it in a capsule, actually it's not so much the prebiotic benefits, although garlic may influence the composition, or aged garlic may influence the composition of the microbiome. It's probably not going to create a prebiotic effect. Prebiotics mean that they actually have a feeding effect on the probiotics, on the bacteria in your intestinal tract. They feed off the prebiotics, and prebiotics are essential for favoring the growth of beneficial bacteria. So the way that Kyolic may influence the microbiome is through the beneficial compounds there. Some of them may have mild antimicrobial effects, getting rid of the harmful bacteria, encouraging the growth of good bacteria. But mostly the effects are through the sulfur compounds there that protect the heart, the brain, that have immune-enhancing effects. It's actually a little different than garlic, because in the aging process you alter the compounds and you come up with an entirely different product. So we do in Tyler podcasts on the subject of aged garlic extract. Really quite fascinating. I've done many studies on it. And we'll be sharing more with you in the future. Thanks for that question. This item, as a cyclist, I'll tell you that, and you cyclists out there, bicyclists, can vouch for this. One of the worst experiences that you can have as a cyclist, and I just can't understand why people do this, is when a car speeds up to pass you on the left, because you're on the right side of the road, you're on the right, you're obeying traffic rules, and you're on the right side of the road, sometimes in a designated lane as a bicyclist. The car speeds up to pass you and then abruptly makes a right turn directly in your path, cutting you off. Now, when you're hurtling along on your bicycle, or even at a reasonable speed, it's harder to stop than if you're in a car, because the bicycle tends to go out of control when you apply the brakes really quickly. And so They did a study in Toronto. Why Toronto? Well, get this. As of the month of June, they've already had 21 bicycle fatalities in Toronto alone. And you can imagine what that toll is like across North America in cities where cycling is becoming ever more popular. Now, sometimes I'm angry at the cyclists because here in New York, you take your life in your hands crossing the street as it is, and then you add the element of cyclists, sometimes it's a target. But I've given up the use of my bike in the city. I now cycle exclusively outside the environs of traffic-burdened New York City. But so they did a study. University of Toronto engineering researchers, it's the first study of its kind. They studied the eye movements of drivers at busy Toronto intersections. And what they found was pretty disheartening. More than half of them failed to make necessary scans for pedestrians or cyclists at right turns. They say this first study to date that used eye tracking equipment to accurately assess where drivers were looking when turning at an intersection. And these intersections require drivers to safely turn right across a dedicated cycling lane along one of the main drags in Toronto. It's called Bloor Street, famous Bloor Street in the heart of downtown Toronto. They found that 11 of the 19 drivers failed to gaze in an area of importance where cyclists or pedestrians would be located before turning. And what it would have required is an over-the-shoulder check for cyclists. A majority of the drivers fail to make that check because it's hard sometimes to see the cyclist coming up on your right side using a mirror. And what was interesting is you might say, well, those are inexperienced drivers. They just weren't used to driving in downtown Toronto. No, au contraire, the opposite. Attentional failures were more likely for those who drove more frequently in downtown Toronto. It appeared the drivers less familiar with the area were more cautious when turning. So, you know, this is a chastening message for cyclists. As cyclists, we have to be continually on the defensive because you never know what that idiot at the intersection ahead of you is going to do. Even without a turn signal, they may abruptly turn right. And drivers, especially now that there are more cycling lanes in cities, now all over New York, and probably if you're in a big metropolitan area, cycling ever more popular, you're choosing more and more cycling lanes. Drivers are just not exercising proper care. And this is a health issue because the people who die, these are totally unnecessary deaths. I mean, it's one thing if you die of a stroke at 92, but these are relatively young, healthy individuals whose lives are cut short by avoidable accidents due to driver inattention and lack of proper checking. So I'm sharing it with you. And you drivers out there, please, please look out for us cyclists. Give us a break. Because the worst thing you're going to get is a dinged up car door. We may lose our lives. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, taking your phone calls. Let's hear from Forrest.
Hello. I'd like to ask a question about the use of colostrum. Your guest recently said you don't want to have protein with it, but then everybody also said you could obtain it from certified raw milk. But I don't understand, because there's the milk protein in the milk. So why is that different? Thank you very much.
Okay, Forrest, we can see there could be some reason for confusion about colostrum. Colostrum is extracted from the first milk of cows. And as such, it contains nutrients, protein and fat and carbohydrates, even simple sugars, to nourish the cow, but it also contains a specific fraction of immune enhancers, antimicrobial substances like lactoferrin, and immunoglobulins. And it is those key compounds that are extracted and concentrated in colostrum. So, you know, we spoke to Doug Wyatt, who is the he's from Sovereign Colostrum. He's the developer of Sovereign LD, which is a product that these are sponsors of ours, which is a product that I think is really the highest quality colostrum available. And what he said was, if, you know, I asked him specifically, you know, how do you take it? I mean, can you mix, say, you want to make a whey protein shake. I mean, after all, the colostrum comes from milk, so you put it in whey. Whey is a derivative of milk. And you can put it in with the whey, right? Well, no, he said, don't put it in with other proteins, because the proteins in there can compete with the proteins that are in colostrum, the beneficial immunoglobulins and other beneficial substances there. So you don't want the interference. That's why you don't want to combine it. So you can add it to water. You can actually put in a little bit of fruit that doesn't have protein, maybe some berries, put in some ice. That would be fine. But don't mix it with don't make it part of your protein smoothie, because you'll compete for the beneficial substances for absorption. Thanks for that question, Forrest. In a moment, we'll tell you a little bit more about colostrum LD. Stand by. This is Intelligent Medicine. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We had a caller earlier who wanted to know the best way to take colostrum. So this is a good product placement to enable me to tell you a little bit about colostrum LD. one of my favorite nutritional supplements. I recommend and use it. And you can listen to a recent podcast we did with Doug Wyatt of Sovereign Laboratories that describes the benefits of colostrum and how to optimally take it. But the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age. The product in question is Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health with Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system. That's LD stands for liposomal delivery. Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. It has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life, from infancy to advanced old age. So to order, just go to sovereignlaboratories.com. That's sovereignlaboratories.com. And if you're a first-time customer, there's a special offer. You can get a full 5-day supply for free. And somebody emailed me and said, that's a generous 5-day supply. It lasted me longer. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to sovereignlaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. And please listen to a recent podcast we did with Doug Wyatt of Sovereign Labs. Gives you the whole lowdown on Colostrum LD. Okay, this week I did one of my newsletter articles, and it's very worthwhile. Please check it out, even if you don't subscribe to our newsletter, which you should, because you get our newsletter on a timely basis in your inbox, and you can choose to read it or you can choose to discard it, but there's a very high rate of people opening up our newsletter and reading it in its entirety, according to the statistics we get. New York Times, on August 1st, published an op-ed entitled Worshipping the False Idols of Wellness by Dr. Jen Gunter. The subtitle is Charcoal, Toxins, and Other Forms of Nonsense are the Backbone of the Wellness Industrial Complex. And I weighed in on that article. I'm not going to belabor it here. You should go to drhoffman.com and read my rebuttal to Dr. Gunter, who is biased and misinformed. And I got a whole lot of real positive responses from people. And here's just one of them. Dear Dr. Hoffman, this is from Sherry. Sherry writes, Dear Dr. Hoffman, thank you for your wonderful rebuttal to the idiotic piece by Dr. Gunter. I wanted so very much to comment on her article when I read it on the New York Times website, but there's no comment option available for the article. I wonder why. I thought when I read it yesterday that it was one of the most stupid things I ever heard from an allopathic doctor to date, but I've heard some really asinine stuff. I wish there was a way to get your rebuttal onto the New York Times website, too. Maybe you should just send it to them and ask that they publish it. I wonder why the Times is giving her a voice in their publication. Well, you know, given the Times' bias against supplements and nutritional and alternative medicine, it's highly unlikely. They've proven again and again that they are foes of the supplement industry. And but we're going to give voice to people like Sherry, who found the article highly distasteful. And we gave Dr. Gunter a run for her money, pushing back on her assertions about the wellness industry. So please check it out at drhoffman.com. This item, a local municipality close to New York City, it's virtually a suburb of New York City, Edison, New Jersey. Many of our listeners are in Edison, New Jersey. It's a nice town. Edison, New Jersey mulls passing strictest food allergy laws in the country. This is from CBS News, New York. A town in New Jersey considering it could be one of the strictest food allergy laws in the country. It's truly draconian. If approved, it would force restaurants and caterers to make every single ingredient public, even secret recipes. This might have to go to the Supreme Court. You know, they say that they have the recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken locked up in a vault somewhere. It's in Fort Knox, Kentucky, along with the gold reserves in the United States. Same thing for the formulas for Classic Coke. Well, in Edison, New Jersey, they may have to divulge every single ingredient, lest someone be allergic to something therein. An Edison Town Council member wants to know exactly what's cooking in restaurant kitchens to help prevent allergic reactions. And this is a sign of the times, because imagine this, you know, those of you who are a little older, you know, who went to school, elementary school in the 50s or 60s or even before, did you remember the bake sales and the cookies? And at Halloween, there were tables arrayed with all kinds of delicious muffins and cupcakes. And nowadays, the schools have to be peanut-free zones. Parents can't bring anything into the school environment, lest some poor kid dies of anaphylactic shock. Something is changing in our culture or in our environment to cause kids to be super allergic. And not just have mild allergic reactions, have life-threatening allergic reactions. A very high percentage of kids go to school with EpiPens in case they inadvertently get a nut or perhaps some seafood residue in their food. One bakery owner down there in Edison says, there would be costs of implementing it, updating it. You always have that risk that now you publish something and it's not updated, then you have liability issues, says bakery owner Brian Pansari. As a parent, my son has a nut allergy, so we face that situation all the time. Here we have baked goods that we don't necessarily incorporate nuts in them, but we use shared equipment, which could be a risk, right? You know, that's why you see sometimes warnings on walnuts, you know, walnuts, for example. Okay. It's like a little in fine print. There's a warning that says, this product may be made on machinery that is used to make peanuts. Well, that there's not actual peanuts in there. It's peanut-free, but the mere use of machinery, what would you have to have? You'd have to have dedicated machinery for every food product, you know, separate grinders for everything. So, you know, the allergists want this. But it's really a sign of the times that Edison, New Jersey, even contemplating such a rule. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can send us questions. Maybe it's not convenient for you to call this hour, but you can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll answer it during one of our podcasts this week or next. Will supplements be regulated along with drugs? Asks the Alliance for Natural Health, of which I'm a board member. It's a consumer organization which lobbies Congress and state legislatures for laws protecting access to supplements and natural medications, also to prevent practitioners of this style of medicine from coming under the gun. The Trump administration, as part of its revamping of federal agencies, is proposing a merger of the food safety duties of the U.S. Department of Agriculture to the USDA and the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, into a new entity, which will be called the Federal Food Safety Program under the USDA. So it's, you know, reasonable because they're trying to eliminate overlapping bureaucracies. And, you know, part of the, like it or not, the way that they're restructuring the federal government. But supplements, together with drugs, devices, biologics, tobacco, and cosmetics, under this proposal, will be regulated by the renamed Federal Drug Administration. No longer the Food and Drug Administration, the Federal Drug Administration. So what they're saying automatically here is that given a choice of Parkin supplement regulation with the USDA, which is about foods, Department of Agriculture, they want to park it with the FDA in the renamed Federal Drug Administration. And the ANH, the Alliance for National Health, doesn't like this. They say because drug companies will exercise overwhelming influence over the new Federal Drug Administration, the longstanding FDA project of eliminating supplements or turning them into prescription drugs may become an unstoppable juggernaut. So they're appealing to Congress and to President Trump to reconsider this move. And it kind of makes sense because, think about it, the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is punitive and restrictive. They're about protecting consumers from harm and mostly about drugs. And the drug approval process is very cumbersome, very expensive, and for a good reason. Drugs can be super dangerous, whereas supplements generally are not. The USDA, Department of Agriculture, is promotional. You know, government cheese. Their goal is to promote agriculture, and supplements basically are amped up foods. They're derived from herbs. They're nutrients that are found in common foods. And that's a more logical place to put supplement regulation. So you could go to the ANH website, anh-usa.org. Check it out, because it's a great organization. They defend your right to accessing supplements of your choice. And unfortunately, the trend more and more is for pharmaceutical companies to buy out small, nimble, innovative supplement companies, mostly ruining them in the process. But they've got the schmoozers, the lawyers, the former FDA officials who know the rules of the game to get stuff approved. And the concern is that it's going to become, under this new regime, harder and harder for new supplements to enter the market. Existing supplements may become drugs and regulated as such, making it harder for you to get them, and more expensive, ultimately. So, action alert, right to the President of Congress, telling them that supplements are food, not drugs, and should not be in the same agency as drugs. Please send your message immediately. Go to anh-usa.org. All right, we'll take some of your phone calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Green means go. This summer, go green for your health with Kyle Green's family of superfood drink mixes. They're an easy and on-the-go answer to getting more greens in your day. Nutritionists, health experts, and mothers everywhere have long heralded the benefits of eating your vegetables daily, especially greens. Yet that's a goal few of us meet. The Kyle Green line of green blends feature ancient grains and seeds, barley and wheatgrass, superfoods, and fruits and vegetables for a great nutritional foundation for your health and whole body wellness. Start your day with Greens Blend for sustained energy to keep you going, Harvest Blend for immune defense, or Sprouts Blend for digestive support. All GMO-free, vegan, and gluten-free. Add to your morning shaker bottle, juice, or smoothie for an easy, delicious, and nutritious way to begin each and every day. Go green with Kyle Green. Available at fine natural health retailers everywhere and online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, taking your phone calls. Let's hear now from Mary in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Again, thank you for being there for us.
My pleasure.
This is a common question, and I hate to give it to you again, but I'm going to go there with it.
Go there.
I'm 70 years old, just turned this last weekend, 5 foot, 102 pounds, just to give you a little background.
You're petite. Okay, yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. High cholesterol numbers, just got blood results. This is a follow-up with a heart doctor. Six months ago, he wanted to put me on Crestor. In between the time, my liver enzymes went a little high. My regular MD said, don't go there. Don't start with Crestor.
Right. One doctor said, go on Crestor, the cardiologist, and then the other your regular doctor said, no, don't bother?
Don't do it because the liver enzymes were high. The liver enzymes now were good, but the total cholesterol is 297. The LDLs went high, 153.
Mm-hmm.
The HDL.
But the HDLs must be astronomical with those numbers. What's the HDL?
133.
Wait, the HDL is 133?
Correct.
Wow. Wait a minute. You know, do you have a lot of money saved? I hope you do, because you're gonna live to be 112. You're gonna need that money going down the line with an HDL of 133.
Your lips to God's ears, as they say.
Yeah. No, because that is an extraordinarily high HDL. I think, you know, even in my long career, I don't think I've seen many HDLs as high as that. You know, generally, a really superb HDL is an HDL over 100. And actually, you know, I do have a family member who has extraordinarily high HDL. It's really a gift. It's an endowment from God and nature to have such a high HDL. Okay, so here's my answer. And, you know, generally, I don't like to unequivocally contravene what one doctor says based on a few facts that I hear on the radio, because maybe, you know, I'm not on the ground, I'm not seeing what this doctor is seeing. But I got to say, unequivocally, you do not need to go on a statin. Now, you're one of these folks who has very high cholesterol, but there's a phenomenon, especially in women who are lean and metabolically healthy, and I presume you don't have diabetes, hypertension, I presume you've not had scans that show that you have blockage in your coronary arteries or in your carotid arteries. You're basically asymptomatic, without heart disease, without any evidence of risk other than your high cholesterol. The percentage value of putting you on Crestor to lower that cholesterol is negligible, according to studies. I mean, studies have looked at at-risk populations, especially middle-aged men who are overweight, who have a history of smoking, who may have hypertension and or diabetes. And there, maybe there's some advantage, even before you have heart disease, of putting you on a cholesterol-lowering medication if your cholesterol is high. But in otherwise healthy women, especially past a certain age, you know, once you've attained a certain age, it's kind of like you're home free. Over 70 women, very little evidence that there's a benefit to Crestors for what's called primary prevention of cardiovascular disease. So we can't really suggest that you go there. All right?
All right. And should I investigate the LDLs being 153 to do?
Yeah, I just don't think it's even consequential. I investigate. I mean, what, you know, then people start taking natural things to lower cholesterol. I don't even think you need to lower cholesterol per se. Just keep on exercising, eating a healthy diet. You know, take preventive supplements like, you know, like aged garlic extract, resveratrol, fish oil, vitamin D, curcumin, green tea, you know, all these, magnesium. These things are the things that are actually going to make some difference in preventing the heart disease that is very unlikely to come down the pike for you. Okay. Let's see if we can squeeze in a quick call from, our next caller, who's Charles from Iowa. Hi, Charles. Charles, make it quick, please.
Okay, Charles. Good morning, sir. I'm a great-grandfather.
Yeah.
You know, I just had a beautiful granddaughter 2 years ago in San Diego.
Good.
Now she's got cancer.
I can't
understand, sir. You know, I'm 79 years old, but I can't understand all the money you put out there, all these people doing research, all these hospitals. Why haven't we made one step forward, sir?
Okay. It's a rhetorical question, and it's a good one. And it's a tragedy when a child develops cancer. And, you know, I'm not one of these people who believes, you know, when this kind of thing happens, you know, one is subject to believing that there's some overwhelming medical mafia, some kind of conspiracy theory to withhold cures. I think the problem is not so much that they're withholding cures, is that the system favors monetizing the cures. The cures are high tech. The cures are laser-like molecular medicine with patentable medications, immunotherapies, that, you know, tend to ignore the lifestyle factors that might make a child more prone to getting cancer, environmental factors, diet, and so on. They will be making more progress towards cancer, especially childhood cancer. So I think there's hope. But I resist the theory that somehow they're just trying to make money off people. Well, all right. Thanks very much for your great questions this hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com for more intelligent medicine information. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.